Good morning. I'm Rachel Miro, and this is the California Report. Jane Goodall is the Rose Parade Grand Marshal this year. The iconic chimpanzee researcher admits she's not too well-versed on the iconic California parade after years in East Africa, but she joins fairly august company. Past Grand Marshals include former U.S. presidents, the Supreme Court Justice, and Kermit the Frog. Goodall plans to use her appearance to drum up attention for animals in need, including an adoptable dog she'll have by her side during the Tournament of Roses. The theme of this year's parade is Oh, the Places You'll Go. 33 states and the District of Columbia have won waivers from the No Child Left Behind law, and a clutch of other states have applications for waivers pending. But federal education officials have denied California's application, meaning the state has to keep trying to meet the goals of a program many have strong doubts about. KPCC's Adolfo Guzman-Lopez reports.
In 2001, with a stroke of a pen, President George Bush turned into federal law the goal that 100% of students, including those whose first language is in English, should be proficient in English and math by the year 2014.
It turned out to be illusory and not obtainable by any state.
That's Mike Kearse, the president of California State Board of Education, the top education policymaking body in the state with the most public school students in the nation. The Obama administration has been exempting states who meet a list of reforms from the 100% proficiency goal and other key provisions. Already, two-thirds of the nation's states have been given waivers, and Kerr says that makes the law meaningless.
They have already disowned the program in terms of the U.S. Department of Education by the secretary already declaring it null and defunct, in effect, in 33 states. So I don't see that it has any credibility or legitimacy left.
California has not agreed to use student test scores in teacher and principal evaluations. California's teachers union opposed doing that. Former Long Beach Unified Superintendent Carl Cohn doesn't think it's necessary either. He says students were doing fine even before No Child Left Behind and don't need more rules from the federal government.
Some of us are saying, you know what? In the real world of urban school districts, for 10 years, we actually made gains in student performance without beating up on teachers and without tying evaluations to student test scores.
Joanne Folley, president of Anaheim's High School Teachers Union, said No Child Left Behind has done more harm than good by focusing learning only on what's going to be on the test.
English teachers have been told in many schools not to teach novels or literature because they take too much time.
Despite the waivers, No Child Left Behind and its requirements remain the law of the land, says USC education scholar Catherine Strunk. She credits the law with improving student achievement nationwide and slimming the achievement gap of students of different races.
I don't think it's been a failure of a policy. I think that there are parts of NCLB that no longer make sense.
She's talking about the 100% proficiency requirement. By one estimate, 80% of California schools will fail to meet that requirement in 2014. Observers say that may be the impetus for federal lawmakers to overhaul the education law. For the California Report, I'm Adolfo Guzman-Lopez in Los Angeles.
Tomorrow, the California Homeowner Bill of Rights goes into effect. The package of laws is expected to strengthen law enforcement's hand against a variety of scams. For instance, the Attorney General's office can now use statewide grand juries when suspected fraudsters snare victims in multiple counties, an all-too-common story. But consumer advocates say banks are bad actors, too. Despite promises not to, many lenders still dual-track. That is, they foreclose on a property while in talks about a loan modification that would keep the owner in her home. Now Californians can sue when that happens in state court. Even if few choose to do so, Kevin Stein of the California Reinvestment Coalition says the very possibility is a positive.
You know, our hope is for compliance. We want the banks to comply, and we want homeowners to have a fair shot at keeping their homes and their sanity. And we think having the threat of litigation, the stick of litigation, will lead to better practices.
Even though real estate prices are bouncing back, many Californians are still suffering one doozy of a hangover from the housing crisis. According to the Irvine Group CoreLogic, roughly 11 million Americans are still underwater, meaning they owe more on their homes than their homes are worth. Hang on to your pocketbooks for this next story, too. Several health insurers are planning double-digit rate increases in 2013. The California Report's health reporter Mina Kim has the details.
Anthem Blue Cross plans to raise rates an average 18% for more than 700,000 customers come February, with some customers seeing a maximum increase of 25%.
It's something that's necessary to keep up with the increasing cost of health care.
That's Anthem spokesman Daryl Eng. Anthem's increases are for some individual and small group policyholders. Other insurers planning rate increases in 2013 include Kaiser Permanente and Aetna. Health insurer Blue Shield plans to raise rates as much as 20% on some individual policyholders in March. But some consumer advocates say Blue Shield should not be raising rates that high when it has billions of dollars in reserves. Lori Sobel is a senior attorney with the nonprofit advocacy group Consumers Union.
Blue Shield is a nonprofit, and their mission is to provide affordable health insurance. And at the moment, they have a surplus that well exceeds what is required by law or would be necessary to pay the claims in an event of emergency of some kind.
Blue Shield declined to be interviewed for this story. In a prepared statement, the company said it only raises rates as necessary to cover rising medical costs, and that even with the increase, they'll lose millions of dollars next year in the individual market. State insurance regulators are limited in their authority over private medical plans. They can review rate hikes to determine if they are reasonable, but they lack the authority to reject them. For the California Report, I'm Mina Kim.
And finally, a little bobcat kitten that made national headlines when she was rescued by a fire crew back in August will be ready for release in the spring. Chips was discovered wandering in circles by folks battling a 75,000-acre fire in the Plumas National Forest. Volunteers at the Sierra Wildlife Rescue in Placerville say Chips is fond of human company now and will need to toughen up to survive in the wild. As part of her training regimen, Chips will be required to chase down more of her own mice and rabbits with each passing month, and she'll have to stop sleeping on a soft bed like the one she's grown accustomed to. That's the California Report for Friday, December 31st, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Rachel Miro. This is the California Report.
Funds for the California Report are provided by URS, a global engineering and construction firm working to improve California's public infrastructure, preserve the state's natural resources, and strengthen the environment. URS.com. The California Healthcare Foundation, supporting ideas and innovations to improve healthcare for all Californians. On the web at chcf.org. And Chevron, committed to helping California grow by supporting small businesses and investing in education. More information available at chevron.com.